IPA Board Meeting, December 19th, 2022, Part 2. IPA Offices in South Jordan, Utah.
All right, everyone, we're just getting everybody back in out of the online waiting room that was in the online waiting room.
No, Cody, you don't sign that. You just, only the...
Only the board for the...
Just the ones.
I'm going to go with distinguished with the new glasses.
Oh, thank you.
So was Eric Gotten the only additional person?
It didn't help your computer go.
But we're still connected on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were able to do our business. Good. Okay, looks like we do have the Zoom back up here. Everybody's out of the waiting room. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's continue with our agenda. Item number 4 on our agenda today is consideration of approval of general manager compensation adjustment. Mr. Eric Larson, is there a recommendation from the the compensation committee as to such?
I move that we adjust the general manager's compensation to 81.96% of the midpoint salary range on the general manager scale of the 2025 Compi salary comp ratio report.
25.
That's my motion.
And that's the 25?
For the 25 calendar.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Does everybody understand the motion before us? I would ask...
For a second.
A second by Bruce. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good, thank you. Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none and seeing none, the motion carries unanimous and is approved. Item number 5 on our agenda today is consideration of... Yes, Eric? Somebody?
No, just no. Pop.
Okay.
Hi, Nick. This is Safe.
Hi, Safe.
I don't think you need me anymore.
Oh, we still need you. We'd like to see you next year, Safe.
You can.
No, you're welcome to drop off. You're welcome to drop off if you need to, Safe.
Hello,
darling. Right, but I don't think I need to be on the call for these items that you're considering.
No. Thank you, Safe. Have a safe holiday season.
Thank you. All of you, too. Thank you very much.
All right, so item 5, consideration approval of IPA board per diem adjustment. Go to you again, Mr. Eric Larson, for any recommendation from the compensation committee.
Compensation committee recommends a 4% increase for the board per diem. That would be a motion, unless someone makes a different one.
Did I hear a percentage?
4%.
Yeah, 4%.
Okay. Any questions or discussion on that item? Is there a second to Mr. Larson's motion?
I'll second.
A second by Mr. Montgomery. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, seeing none, the motion carries unanimously and is approved. Is there any other business to come before the board today that we need to discuss?
Cameron or somebody, if HR wants to get me whatever documents I need to sign to make these things happen, let me know.
Okay, I wonder if it's okay if Nick signs that today. Jessica has it ready, but since you're not in the office, I would imagine it's okay that Nick signs that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take care of that before I leave.
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
All right, good. Looks like the time and place of our next scheduled meeting is Monday, February 3rd, 2024 at the Spring Hill Suites in Washington, adjacent to the golf course. So if it is nice weather and your travel plans do allow such, take a whole lot of golf balls because that place is rough. All right. With that, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Is it appropriate under other to ask about update on the DADA conversation?
Sure, before we adjourn, I think we
is
could.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think so. Eric, is that okay to discuss, even though if it wasn't on the agenda?
Other?
Yeah, yeah. No action to be taken.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Quick report would be fine.
Yeah, so they met on Monday and toured the plant. The the final Jackson Walker report, is that published, Eric? They sent us a copy of the final Jackson Walker report. Is that something, I'd imagine I can share that with the board, right?
It is a public record.
Okay, yes. I'll forward that to you. They're expecting to have final recommendations sometime before the legislative session. They don't have a next meeting scheduled, but it'll be sometime early to mid-January, and they're going to give us an opportunity to respond. In the meeting on Monday, Jackson Walker did say that they believe they can model continued operations of two units operating at 60% capacity, and the gas units at 100%. We haven't seen those reports. We'll want to evaluate those ourselves, obviously. Let's see, Eric, what else would be relevant there to share?
Yeah, we had there was a report by Bryce Bird on the reactivation policy, and the position right now by UDAC is that the reactivation policy would apply unless the permit can be amended to remove IPA's permit for the gas units could be removed to allow for the continued operation of the coal units, because the permit as it's written currently requires those coal units to be shut down. So that's something that will that IPA is going to need to look at how to address those requirements in order to keep the reactivation policy, allow for the reactivation policy not to apply and allow the coal units to be treated as existing sources when they're shut down. If that's clear as mud, that was the report.
I guess when we see the report, we'll see it, but did it mention running the two coal units, transmission capacity to get it out, or who is going to actually be taking the power, or are they?
I haven't even been able to read the full report yet. So we'll be using the next, you know, week or two to evaluate it, share comments, anything that we disagree with. They've addressed transmission in the past, but just suggested that there would need to be additional transmission likely constructed. I don't think they solved the customer issue. You're going to have to find a customer.
I just, you know, having just read the last one, it seems they glossed over that really important issue. You can't get it out, and who's going to take the power?
Yeah,
a lot of the other things we've talked about for decades could have done had you had a customer. I just was wondering if they had brought anything like that into the discussions.
We'll give a full postmortem once we have a chance to.
We'll resolve the substation issue or the.
They're still currently evaluating that. They, in fact, before they had this final, they asked for some information on the switchyard. That I'm guessing, I don't know that they said it specifically, but I'm guessing that they must have brought in or engaged some engineers that could help look at that. We provided them schematics of the switchyard just Monday as well. So I'm sure that they're looking at that. And we're looking at all the options there to how best to address that, certainly.
Good question. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anything else from anyone under other? How about a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Mark. A second by Alan. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Meeting adjourned at 8:48 a.m. Everybody, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.